This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, February 10th. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. It is shaping up to be a weather-aware situation for us this week. Let's turn our attention to KMOX AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
We are in the midst of a stormy weather pattern, and we're going to see several systems impact our weather over the next week and a half. The first of these will come to the south of the area late tonight and tomorrow, with mostly snow in those areas. For the city itself, we're probably going to see little in the way of accumulation, and certainly in the northern suburbs, there'll be little more than a snow flurry. The southern suburbs, we're talking about a coating to an inch of snow, enough to make things very slippery as we go through the morning commute tomorrow. It should taper off and end tomorrow afternoon. That paves the way for the second system to come our way within 24 hours. That would be later Wednesday and into Wednesday night. That's going to be a snow-sleet mixture across the area. Areas just to the north and west of the city should stay mostly snow, and where that's the case, we're looking at 3 to 6 inches of the white stuff, with locally amounts up to 10 inches in the far northwest suburbs. Obviously, some slow and slippery travel. We'll see those amounts cut down in and around the city because of the sleet, but again, very hazardous travel conditions. Oh, by the way, there's two more systems in the pipeline. One this weekend that may be more rain and snow, and another one by the middle of next week. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Keep accelerating.
Go! St. Louisans helping other St. Louisans get their cars out of the snow ahead of this upcoming storm. Mayor Jones' office is outlining plans for how the city hopes to keep the roads clear. They'll be pre-treating today and tomorrow, and then have all 50 workers on 12-hour shifts Wednesday driving plows. What about the side streets? KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
The city is not going to plow those residential streets. They're often narrow side streets. That's the longtime policy of the city, the mayor's office says. Twice over the last decade or so, there have been massive storms that have prompted a deviation from that. City says that's not happening this time. Also, when it comes to trash pickup, the mayor's office says they don't anticipate that the emptying of dumpsters is going to be slowed down by the snow.
Also, if you park on a street with signs that say snow route, you will want to move your car before Wednesday.
A fatal crash late Saturday near Troy, Missouri is being blamed on a truck's driver's encountering a deer in the roadway. The driver told police after his pickup hit the deer, his truck crossed the center of Route 47 and struck a car. The car's driver, a 25-year-old Troy man, was killed when his vehicle tumbled down an embankment.
Board President Megan Green set to address residents in the city of St. Louis tonight. Her annual legislative report will stream live on the city's YouTube channel beginning at 6. Green says she'll provide updates on the board's major policy initiatives from the 24-25 session.
With the St. Louis Board of Aldermen pushing back against taking action on the Rams settlement bill, how do the city's mayoral candidates view spending the nearly $300 million?
Alderwoman Kara Spencer points to downtown, saying they are why this money was given to St. Louis.
I am ambitious about investing those funds in a way that can replace the revenue stream that we lost when the Rams left.
Connor Kerrigan, communications director for current Mayor Tashara Jones, says the money needs to go towards all city residents.
This is a historic win for the city, and everyone in the city deserves to feel that.
Both, however, do agree the city should be cautious with the money. While both point to the unpredictability of the Trump administration with regards to federal funding, Alderwoman Spencer also points to the city's budget issues in light of employee pay raises and the potential loss of earnings tax and other revenue. The mayoral primary is less than a month away. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX was unable to connect with Michael Butler for an interview and did not hear back from Andrew Jones' campaign.
St. Louis was well represented in Super Bowl 59.
Before the kickoff,
Chiefs Kingdom!
Actor John Hamm screamed, announcing the Kansas City Chiefs onto the field at the half.
This world, concrete flowers grow.
St. Louis native SZA performed with rapper Kendrick Lamar headlining. Samuel L. Jackson played a bit part during the performance with some spoken word. And in the commercials,
when that ice cream melts into that root beer, you have the elixir of life, and I love it.
Fitz's root beer was highlighted in a Google Workspace commercial about Gemini.
Still too little, buddy.
And the Budweiser Clydesdales returned with the young Clydesdale foal embarking on an inaugural journey to deliver a keg of Budweiser. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
St. Louis County native Tershawn Wharton made some big plays for the Chiefs defense. The Missouri S&T alum played his high school football in U City. From the KMOX business desk, a coffee shop chain that started in Alton has expanded to 5 locations. Germania Brewhouse opened last week in the Emerson Tower lobby in Clayton. It's Germania's first Missouri location, according to the Business Journal. They first opened in 2017 and grew to 4 Metro East locations. Huh. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.